This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much. My name is Cheryl Langdon Orr. This is the eighth meeting at 1300 UTC on the 6th of October of the Workstream 2 Support Organisation and Advisory Committee Accountability topic. And I want to start this call by noting that one of our co-rapporteurs, Steve Delbianco, is if not in the air, only landing in an aeroplane at the moment. So he should be listed as an apology at this stage. He will join us depending on the vagaries of airline schedules. And I'd also ask if we can have identified the two phone numbers, the one ending in 62819 and 9626. It's possible for you to identify yourselves, and staff can change your number to a name, or if you feel comfortable, you can right-click and change your own identity. That will make life easier for us as well. With that, I want to ask, is there anybody who is on audio only? Because we will take our attendance from the Adobe Connect Room record, particularly once those two telephone numbers become names. Sounds to me that nobody is audio only, therefore, with the exception of those two number only lists on the list, we seem to have some 14 or so participants on the call at this stage, including a number of staff who are welcome. If anybody is aware of apologies, then they'd like to make them known now, could type those into the chat. Rather than us take the time to list anybody, and staff will note that. I'd like to remind everybody if they could mute their speakers unless they are talking, and mute your phone lines and microphones unless they are talking at the time. That makes our feedback and audio issues greatly improved for everybody. If you do need a dial-out, if you're using the Adobe Connect Room, and you do need a dial-out, if you can private chat to our staff, and they'll help talk you through the Connect method, which most of you should be familiar with, but there is a button in the Adobe Connect Room where you can request a call to your to the number of your choice. With that, I think we have all the basic administrivia over and done with, and I've allowed enough filibustering time for a few extra people to join us, so that is great. I note those numbers I was confused and concerned about seem to be the Adobe Connect audio lines, so that does mean that we have basically some 12 or 13 participants, including staff, who are on this call. A little low, but let's get on with our job. At this stage, I'm not noticing that Fazi has been able to join us, so it looks like you're going to...
Cheryl. This is Brenda. Excuse me. I do have Fazi on in the incorrect Adobe room. She'll be joining us shortly. I just sent a message over there. There. Thank you.
Hi, this is Greg Shatton. I've joined on audio only.
Thank you, Greg. We'll note your attendance and welcome. And we obviously have a couple of people, Fazi included, who've fallen foul of the changeover of most, but not all yet, of the Adobe Connect rooms to the participants.icann one. So with Fazi joining me momentarily, I'll give her the opportunity to make any opening remarks. And failing that, we shall start to get on with the job. let me move to agenda item two anyway, and I'll come back to Fazi for any opening remarks once she joins us. And she's typing, so she's in the AC room at least. Welcome, Fazi. I was beginning to think it was going to be a one-woman show here for a while. Excuse me. Not that that would be a bad thing, of course. In our last call, the agenda has a link to the records of last call, which is our call number 7, which was held on September 22nd. We progressed to some extent on a number of items, probably the most important of which and the major action item for us all out of that meeting was to start drafting questions for the advisory committee and support organisations, hopefully some generic and some specific ones, in a Google Doc format. I want to thank everyone who has done that to date, and we will be spending the majority of today's agenda time going through that document and finalising those edits into the next iteration. So we won't spend time going over that right now in agenda item two because it's our next agenda item. Fazi, if you're on audio now, do you want to make any welcome or opening remarks? I see she's typing. That probably means she's going to say something in chat rather than take up some audio time. I'm going to assume that and move on. Okay, she thinks she might have some audio problems, so hopefully Brenda will be able to work with her to sort that out as well while I continue through the agenda. The call now is for anybody who wishes to raise any matters out of last call, which was on September 22nd. Not seeing anyone raise their hands in the AC and not hearing anyone on audio. Then